Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, we're not going to be here very long today. So what are the odds we're just going to jump right in? Let's do it. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Zhong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call or text or tweet or send a carrier pigeon or smoke signals or a raven or whatever you send, put odds on it. What are the odds we just found out we're done at 5:30 today?
It percent 1,000.
Yeah. On the way in, I found that out. So
yeah, I was listening on the way in myself, and I hear the, what do they call that, the Aggie
Daily Show?
The Aggie Daily Show, which is basically Dave South telling you just some nonsense about this Aggie is awesome.
Sports!
Yeah, this Aggie's awesome. This one's awesomer. And he said the Kevin Sumlin Show, like the bowl preview coaches show, will be heard on this station tonight at 5:30.
Which was news to you and to me.
Followed by A&M basketball. And I said, well, maybe Zhong just decided since we're running the basketball, we're not going to run this other nonsense. But we should probably pull this promo or whatever the Aggie Daily Show. I mean, maybe that thing has to play anyway. I don't know the rules of this deal we've got with Texas A&M. But apparently, not only do we have to run that thing every day, we have to run this coach's show tonight.
Yeah.
So
you'll have the Texas A&M Football Bowl special at 5:30. Followed by A&M versus St. Francis at 6:30.
That's right.
Instead of the Blitz.
Sorry.
So, yeah. And
or be excited. I don't know. Maybe you feel some kind of way about that show.
Maybe you want to hear the bowl show.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of great stuff planned today. So we'll condense it all into an hour and a half.
We'll do our best. You want to start with the game of basketball that was played last night?
Why don't we do that?
Did you partake in it? Were you?
I was flipping back and forth between that and the football game that kicked my ass last night.
Boy, I figured you would have gave up on that game pretty quick.
Well, when they cut it to 13 with eight minutes left.
You caught a glimmer of hope.
I'm like, yeah, I might get the old backdoor cover here. But, boy, they just did not show up last night. And
particularly on the defensive side.
Yeah. And
they just didn't want to do anything.
Then Ferguson got hurt in the second half. And you're kind of like, oh.
Yeah, that was a tough break.
What's so funny, though, is that people just love it when you're wrong. They just love to tell you how wrong you are. Can I just give you a tip? If you want me to block you on Twitter, then make it count. Make your one tweet to me count. Don't make it, oh, your picks suck, you're awful, you're a loser. Okay, block. Come up with something better than that.
I actually got blocked on Twitter last night
really?
By a couple of people on Rocket's Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
I've been saying this for a while, and there's been people who are trying to convince me otherwise that, you know, I think the Rockets are good. You know, I think they're a good team. I'm not trying to say they're junk, but I've been saying, I've seen this D'Antoni show before.
Right.
I know what the end result is. It's you win a lot of games in the regular season, and then come postseason, you know, you turn into a pumpkin. And that's what I'm fully expecting that to happen again this year.
Right.
But I said last night, I think that this sort of hammers home to me. And actually, a lot of people were upset with me because I even included the Spurs in this. But I said it's either the Warriors or the Spurs in the West, and everyone else is in a lower tier.
And honestly, I'm not even sure I'm including the Spurs in that.
Yeah.
I don't think they can beat the Warriors in a seven-game series.
Maybe they can't.
To it.
Maybe they can't, but they've only lost
five. If everybody's
five,
healthy.
They're one game behind the Warriors right now, so I'm not ready to throw them out.
No, but I honestly, when I watch that team play and I watch how the Warriors play, I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Who do I think is better? Of course. I think the Warriors are a better team. I think the Warriors are a juggernaut. It's going to be very hard to derail them. I just said, if you had to pick one team that you could see actually pull in a miracle, wouldn't it be the Spurs?
Yeah, although I say I don't see it happening, I don't know that that's a miracle for the same reasons you just said.
Because they're right behind them?
Yeah, and what if Durant gets hurt, if Curry gets hurt? Then that's a team that I could see beating them. But yeah, that's the one team in the West that you can look at and say, all right, this team's legitimate.
And someone said it's way too early to make a call in the West. A lot of season to play. And I was like, well, realistically, the best team all last year added a top five player in the league.
Right.
I mean, do we really have to wait? I mean, we kind of know, and they're like, well, what if they have a guy get injured? Durant could get injured I was like, well, then they're back to what they were last year. And without Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut. And if you really think last year without Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut, they wouldn't have still run away with the whole thing, I don't know what to tell you. But I think you saw some of the big flaws in the Rockets last night. And at the end of the day, and glass half full guy, is we lost by two to the Spurs. And you're right. You did. You lost by two to the Spurs.
In a game you really should have won.
You choked it away.
If they could have closed that game, then it looks a lot better than it does today. But I thought they played pretty well up until the last few minutes of the game when they blew the lead.
Well, I thought they played pretty crappy in the first quarter when they kept chucking up threes that weren't going in.
Well, and that's the thing. They didn't make any threes early on.
And that's what everyone was saying was, this was our worst shooting night of the year and we only lost by two. Here's a couple things on that. A, that wasn't the Spurs' best game either. They weren't great by any stretch last night. B, this is the problem I see with this Rockets team as they're constructed. If the threes aren't falling, they have no chance of winning. And they never...
Hasn't that been the same thing with this team going back ever since Harden was here?
I guess so, but
shooting team. That's what they do.
Like, at what point do you say, you know what? Not our night shooting the threes. Let's start driving to the basket a little bit. You know why Golden State has been so great for the last couple of years? They're a great shooting team. I think they're the best three-point shooting team in basketball over the last several years. But on the nights that it's not falling for them, they don't just keep jacking it up. They say, you know what? This isn't the way we're going to win. We're going to have to go inside. We're going to have to drive the ball. They figure out other ways to win. I don't know if the Rockets really know another way.
But that's...
38 three-point attempts. They made six.
And that's the thing. Even with... Especially now that they have D'Antoni, that's how they're going to play. That's just how they're going to play. You
know? 2 of 19 from three between James Harden and Eric Gordon. 2 of 19. You don't win basketball games, especially against good teams. Yeah. You're not going to win. And the Spurs gave them a lot of chances there, and they had some key turnovers down the stretch. And here's the other thing I got. This was my favorite thing. And this is a guy blocked me immediately after this. He said, maybe you should watch basketball. The Spurs suck on defense this year. Because he was saying it was the worst shooting night for the Rockets. I said, well, maybe because they were playing against a team that historically over the last 5-10 years is always in the top three or four of defending the three. And he said, maybe you should watch basketball. The Spurs suck on defense this year. So I tweeted back at him and said, well, first of all, his Rockets was in his Twitter handle.
Yeah, well, that's...
And by the way... Just because you watch your favorite team play doesn't mean you watch the NBA. I watch the NBA. I watch a lot of teams play a lot of games. Games that would matter not to Joe Rocket fan. I've watched games between the Bucks and the Knicks this year. Okay? Is it always great? No. Trust me, it's not. But I watch a lot. I try to know what's going on around the league. So if you're a guy who only watches the Rockets play, and then you tell me that I should watch the NBA, that's a bad idea. Because, and then I tweet him an actual, a website where you can go through and by every defensive metric, the Spurs are top five in the league. The Spurs are, they're a very, very good defensive team this year and since I can remember. And then he blocked me.
Yeah.
That was it. You're out of here. No more conversation.
Yeah, I love the watch the games guy.
Yeah, I don't get that. And I feel like watch the game guy should watch more than just the Rockets. If you really want to know what the Rockets are in the grand scheme, you have to watch the grand scheme. You really do.
People don't do that. Fans know that. If your name's Rockets Tim, you're not going to do that.
You're not watching Bucks Knicks?
No. That's all you care about is the Rockets. That's it.
I guess so. And that's part of me being like, I'm a fan of the NBA, but I'm not really a fan of any one team in particular. You know, I don't have a favorite team. So maybe that's the difference between the way I watch basketball and the way typical Rockets fan does. But Rockets Twitter did not take kindly to me last night. And I don't think I said anything out of line. I really think the Rockets are a good team. Because a good team wouldn't have, they wouldn't have handled, in spite of their bad shooting, they were handling the Spurs for most of that game. But a great team would have never let that game go. And that's what I think the Rockets are. I think they're a good team, but they're not a title contending type team. I don't know if they'll ever be that. I've said before, I don't think they'll ever win a title with James Harden. When they hired D'Antoni, the games are way more fun to watch. The entire offense isn't based on James Harden ducking his head, driving to the basket, and flailing his arms and getting to the free throw line. So I enjoy that. But do I think they're any more of a title contender than they were even last year? No, not really. I still think that
they're a better team than they were last year.
They are a better team than they were last year.
Whether or not,
but that doesn't mean they're a title contender.
No. I wouldn't say that, but I don't think it's fair to say they're less of a title contender than they were last year.
I'm not saying they are less. I'm just saying they're not any more of one because they're still nowhere near that elite level.
I still think there's moves to be made before the season's over.
What moves?
And
that's Rocket fan talk. We're going to trade for this guy.
Fan talk.
You don't have anybody to trade.
No, but
there's no assets to trade.
There are no assets to trade that are going to get you a big time player, but they're you can add pieces that are going to make you better, which is what they did in the offseason. I mean, the guys they brought in fit around what they're doing better. I think they're a better team.
Okay.
I don't think they're a title contender.
That's all I'm saying.
But I don't think it's fair to say that
they are a better team.
They're no closer than they were last year because I do think that they added the right piece and these other teams have issues, then they would have a much better chance. Last year's team would not have gotten out of the second round of the playoffs against anybody.
Here's the reality.
That's the thing. And I think this year, if they got lucky and somebody got hurt, they could get out of the second round of the playoffs. And if you get that far and you're in the conference finals, you are a title contender.
Who's the second best player on the Rockets? You going with Capella or Gordon? Who do you go with?
See, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of guys that are in that conversation. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Clint Capella or Eric Gordon would be the fourth or fifth best player on the other two teams that I just mentioned, those title contending teams. That's why I think...
Let me put it this way. I think the difference between the Rockets and the Warriors is huge.
Okay.
No
question. That's all I'm saying.
But the difference between the Spurs and the Rockets is not as much.
Okay.
I think the Rockets are a lot closer to the Spurs than a lot of teams are, and I think they match up pretty well with them. And you kind of saw that last night. They should have won the game. And they've lost two to them this year, and they've beaten them once. But, I don't think that wouldn't shock me if they add somebody, if they couldn't compete with those guys in a seven-game series. Can they compete with the Warriors? I don't think so. But I don't think the Spurs can either. So I think what we're arguing here is two different things. I do think that they're closer than they were last year, but that's still not close enough to win.
All I'm saying is I still don't consider them in the group of teams that I consider title contenders. And to be fair, my group is literally three teams that I think can win the NBA title. So the Rockets weren't in that group last year, and the group was probably a little bit bigger last year, even though
people who will include the Clippers in there. I won't.
I won't.
But see, I'm not even including the Spurs. I think it's going to come down to the same two teams again this year. And it's either going to be the Cavs or it's going to be the Warriors.
I think that too.
And that's.
But I do think the Spurs are the only team outside of those two that I could picture winning, and only because They've done it before. They've got the best coach.
Yeah.
You know,
although
they play the style of basketball that is meant to win in the playoffs. And that's the Rockets play the opposite of the style of basketball that wins in the playoffs.
No, I agree with. But I also, you know, I'm not quite ready to buy into the Spurs as a legitimate contender either.
Okay.
So.
Well, they're 23-5.
Yeah, well, you know what? They've been really good in the regular season the last couple of years, too.
Okay.
So.
And they've still, even though this has been a down era of playoff success the last 3 years, they're still having more success in the playoffs than, you know, 80% of the teams.
Sure they are. Sure they are. But we're talking about title contender, not playoff success contender. Okay. And the Rockets were in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago. That's a big deal, right? I don't consider that title contender at this stage.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not ready to worship at the Spurs.
I'm not saying that they're the Warriors, because they're not. Nobody is. I don't think the Cavs are the Warriors. But
the Cavs also have the best player, though.
They do.
That could make a difference.
Well, and I think the Spurs have the best coach, and that makes a difference. So if I'm going to count on anybody to figure something out, that's the guy I would look to.
Yeah, over 7 games, though, I'm going to take the better team.
I will, too.
And I look at the Spurs as a team that Popovich knows what he's doing. They're going to win a lot of games. I just don't. Yeah, I think that especially they're transitioning to a new group that's still really good. But I'm not as impressed by this group as I was when Duncan was at his best, when Parker was still an MVP candidate type of player, and Ginobili was playing at a high level. That team, to me, was much, much better than this group.
I'll give you that, but I think that when you look at what LaMarcus Aldridge is doing, and LaMarcus Aldridge is now, he's almost just a younger version of Tim Duncan. Is he the greatest power forward ever? No. But is he one of the two or three best in the league? Yeah. And I think they have the best, they probably have the best all-around player, like two-way player in Kawhi Leonard, maybe in the league besides LeBron James. Besides LeBron James, I don't know that there's a better two-way player in the league than Kawhi Leonard. They've got Pau Gasol still, who actually looks like he's got some life to him. And they've got guys, Ginobili's still coming off the bench and providing a spark. Patty Mills, like on a night last night where Tony Parker looked old and tired, Patty Mills came in and played some good minutes. I don't know. I still think they've got enough talent.
Well, they've got a very good team. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here saying they suck. I think that's misrepresenting too. But I just don't see this group as the same group that won those titles.
I don't either.
The only thing that's still there. But we're way over for break, and we don't have.
What
time
am I supposed
to
do here anyway, John?
Get tricked.
Gary Trichter. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys, listen, if you were out the game last night or you're going to be out this weekend, you got family in town, you're going out to dinner, you want to have a drink or two at dinner, that's perfectly within your rights, guys. I'm not saying you should drive drunk. You never should. But if you're pulled over, you're forced to take a breath or a blood test, and you're accused of DWI, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed those tests the police gave you. You should know that the police breath test machine is not warranted fit for breath testing, makes temperature assumptions to create artificially high results, and then destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above it. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI special, right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests. He's also one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. Don't tweet me in the middle of the night when you need it. You never know when you'll need this thing. 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter. It's a scene about me.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Brought to you by Deep South Barrels. Only here till 5:30 today, so if you want to get in, now's probably your time to do it. I just want to clarify, I don't think the Rockets are doing anything in the playoffs. I don't think they're built for the playoffs, but my point is I don't think the Spurs are either. I mean, okay. They're not the same team that they were, and I think they're very much like last year. They're going to win 65, 67 games and lose in the second round.
Okay, well, here's my question to you then. Let's say, whatever reason, the Warriors don't win the West. Who's your number two pick?
It would still be the Spurs, but I wouldn't be shocked if somebody like OKC beats the Spurs, and if the Warriors were maybe the Clippers, maybe the Rockets, any one of those teams, because I think if you take Golden State out of the West, the Spurs would be the favorite, but I don't think they're unbeatable. I don't think they're a team that is guaranteed to get to the finals. If Golden State dies tomorrow, plane goes down. Spurs are the favorite, but suddenly that opens up to 2, 3, 4 other teams. But now would the Rockets be one of those? In theory, yes. In practicality, I don't think D'Antoni's a playoff coach. I don't think they're built to be a playoff team.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's not that much different than what you're saying. I just don't put the Spurs in the class with the Warriors. I put them much, much closer to those other teams.
Chase said, when did the Knicks play the Bucks this year? I was making a random two team because I've watched every team in the NBA play random games throughout the year. I don't know if I've really watched a Knicks-Bucks game, but I've watched the Knicks play random team A and the Bucks play random team B.
Give them credit for noting that they hadn't played the Bucks yet.
I don't know if they have or not.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And somebody asking any opinions on BYU Wyoming tonight. I'm taking a couple days off because, frankly, I shouldn't. Last night stung, yes. I shouldn't be able to sit down right now because I lost my ass. So I need to bleeping regroup.
You're sitting on a blank space right now.
Pretty much. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I need to bleeping regroup, in the words of the great Glenn Davis. But I'll be back. I'll have stuff tomorrow. I had to step away.
I'm curious your take on this Boogie Cousins thing, and I was listening to Joel and Barry talk about it, and they almost act like for the Kings to get any better, they need to move on from DeMarcus Cousins, which they might. I mean, maybe for them to – are they ever going to win with DeMarcus Cousins? No. But do I think it's his fault that they won't? Absolutely not. I almost feel like it's more imperative for DeMarcus Cousins to get away from Sacramento.
Yeah, I think it is. That's just – and right now, the way that team is built, the way that franchise has performed over – well, we're going on a decade now. It's just not a great place to be. And I don't think he can carry him there because, for one thing, there's just not enough talent around him. But he needs to be someplace where he can be with another star or at least surrounded by guys who fit what he does better in a better organization with a better coach. And I don't know that they can't win with him, but I'm pretty sure he would win big somewhere else.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think he's right there. Carl Anthony Towns, him or DeMarcus Cousins are the best bigs in the league. And it's very difficult to find those guys. Do you really need one to win a championship these days? No. Are they as important as they once were? No. But, man, what a luxury it is to have guys like that. And
you throw Anthony Davis into that conversation?
I guess I don't consider him the same position.
Yeah,
I
mean, but he sort of swings back and forth.
Yeah.
But that's another guy that I kind of wonder.
Is he wasting his days? Although that guy can't stay healthy, it seems.
That's
so.
Part of it. But if you're on a better team, that team survives while you're out.
Yeah. But to me, that team, they've underperformed quite a bit because he hasn't been the only good player on that roster, and they've still done nothing.
Well, and the guys that the Rockets got from him have been contributing quite a bit here.
Well, so Gordon has.
I think Anderson's played better than you're giving him credit for. Just because he's not a guy who rebounds, which you like out of your forwards, but he's helped spread the floor quite a bit.
You liked what you saw at him last night?
No, I didn't, but okay. That's one game, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say the guy's a bust because he had a bad game.
Okay.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Whit Myers. And if you have not been out to the newly remodeled Craft Cocktail Bar and Lounge, well, it's open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. That means tomorrow. Saturdays from noon until 6. And you can enjoy all their products and see how they do it out there. And the cool thing is, if you want to buy a bottle of something out there, you can do it. Go by and check it out. You can also do tours. And on the tours, you get to try everything. And those are fantastic. And we've been giving those away. And the Blitzers love them. And you get a chance to meet the guys out there. They do a great job at everything. And if you haven't been around town and seen Space City Vodka or the Texas Peach and hadn't had a chance to pick it up yet, go by the distillery. And, hey, horse racing season starts up here next month. Before you go to the track, swing by. Check them out. And you want to have a private event? There's not a better place than doing it at the distillery. Bachelor party. You want to have a watch party for a football game. They'll set you up, man. They'll take care of you. And you can drink all the great products while you're there. Visit them today at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmires.com. You can also get all your info on distillery tours and those private events. This is Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, owned by Blitzers, owned by veterans. Go check them out, Whitmires.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Houston, this is Keith here from Papa John's, and I love basketball.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So what are the odds Wednesday? Texter, what are the odds you just made this up about this being the greatest show in the history of the known universe? No, that's true. There were two hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings who visited me one night.
Never saw this.
They said they'd been all over the universe and that this was the greatest show. And
I don't even believe that.
There may have been weed involved, but I'm just telling you, I trust them. They seem like really cool creatures.
Have you guys seen Rogue One yet?
I have not.
I haven't.
I had no interest in it, but I've had...
How did I watch that movie before you two?
I don't know.
I'm like the least nerdy of the three of us, and I went and saw that movie. What are you waiting on?
I don't know.
I actually had no interest in seeing it, but now I've had two people that I really respect tell me, dude, you need to see this movie.
It's pretty good. Someone said it was as good as Empire Strikes Back. That's laughable.
Yeah, but those are the same people that try to tell you that the first three were as good as that one.
Right. It's good. It's really good. I'm not going to go with it's that level. I think it's as good as like Return of the Jedi. I think it's that level, which is weaker than the...
No Ewoks, though, right?
No Ewoks. Oh, I think it's not as good as 4 and 5, but it's as good as anything else that's come out of that series. So I'll give them some credit. Yeah, it's a pretty well-made movie. They had some throwbacks to, like, you see C-3PO and R2-D2 and Princess Leia. Basically, it leads up to, like, minutes before A New Hope starts.
Okay.
So, I mean, the timeline is, it leads directly into that movie.
Okay, so it's somewhere in between 3 and 4.
Yes, okay. It's like 3.5.
Okay, I don't need to see...
Because Darth Vader is already Vader. Cool. He's all black, like a monster.
Awesome.
He's already doing the chokehold without touching him.
I'm a big fan of Darth Vader. He's one of my all-time favorite characters. But I don't need to see any C-3PO.
Okay. I mean, he's only in it for a brief moment.
Okay. Because he was in Force Awakens way too much.
Okay.
He's really annoying.
That's fair.
Not a fan. But, I wasn't all that interested in it, but, you know, the people who've gone to see it have told me, man, you need to go see this because it's much better than you would have thought. Because I just didn't think it'd be very good. And I wasn't all that interested. I'm interested in what happens next after Force Awakens, but I wasn't really interested in a spinoff type thing.
All right.
But now I am. So... So he says the plot, but the acting's good.
Okay. I mean,
none of the plots.
It's the same plot as always. They're in space.
The plots of these movies have never been what they're about, really. They've all been pretty predictable. Let's squeeze on a phone call. Josh, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you, sir.
I had a question about the Pro Bowl. What are the odds that it'll actually be watchable this year? I just want to get your thoughts if, you know, any Texans got snubbed, A.J. Boye, maybe Whitney Merciless, or anybody else around the league.
I don't think anybody got snubbed, mostly because those guys will probably get asked to play.
Yeah, they're going to get in anyway.
Most guys who make the Pro Bowl, and for Jadeveon Clowney, I would be shocked if Jadeveon Clowney played in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
That dude's banged up. That's the last thing he needs is playing in a Pro Bowl, and really the last thing the Texans need.
No, Texans will be in the Super Bowl anyway, so
right.
get to play.
Obviously, I forgot that.
Yeah, come on, man.
But I think that, you know, when you look at who made it, is there anybody who's a legit snub on the Texans? I don't think
so. Well, especially when you look at the corners that made it, it's hard for me to make a case that those guys that Bouye deserves to be in
over Marcus days. Peters.
Yeah,
no way. So it's. I don't think anybody got snubbed. I think that those two guys were the guys that you could have considered borderline. I heard some people saying Nick Novak, which stop it,
get out of here.
You already know who the AFC kicker is. You knew that before the season started. You knew who it was going to be. But no, I didn't have a problem with the guys that made it. I think that that's a pretty legit list. You know, it really every position. There wasn't anybody I was like, really? He made it? I don't think there's any reputation calls.
Like, yeah, I wasn't unhappy with it. And a guy like Merciless is going to get in because people will drop out.
If he wants to.
I think Bouye is probably about second or third on the list, which means he'll probably get in at some point. But, yeah, I thought it was pretty legitimate across the board.
I'll give one spot where I was like, they left that guy off. They had there's three quarterbacks that make it in each conference. Matt Stafford didn't make it.
Yeah,
that's tough. Dak Prescott made it over Matt Stafford,
but the guy's been really, really good.
Yes,
and you look at somebody was going to get left off there because I think
I would argue
Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Dak, Aaron Rodgers, who. After that stretch where they played like garbage, is you look at him now, he's having a monster season. Any one of those four could have been left off, and you'd say, okay, that guy got screwed. Even Drew Brees, I mean, he had the two bad games there, but his season has been really, really good.
Here's why I would say I would have put Stafford on over Prescott. Four other Dallas Cowboys offensive players were Pro Bowlers. The Lions don't have a single Pro Bowler. Matt Stafford is surrounded by junk for the most part. While I agree, Dak Prescott's having a great season, especially as a rookie. That's a phenomenal season. I still think I'm rewarding Matt Stafford in that spot.
Yeah, I'm
not
okay
that
with,
much matters.
I'm okay with Prescott, but the truth is, one of those guys is going to be playing late enough into January that the other one's going to get in.
Yeah.
If Stafford's team is not still playing, Matt Stafford will be in that game. I'm not worried about it. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And while this is the season to give, right? And
that's what they say.
That's you want to do something nice. Hey, you see Les Alexander giving $4 million to charity?
I heard about that. I offered, yeah. And I was like, I called in to give $4 million, and they were like, "Oh, Les beat you to it. We're good on that $4 million that we needed."
Yeah,
is it okay?
I tried to get him to give to the Blitz charity, but he wouldn't do it. But the reality is, if you want to do something like that, you want to do a good thing and maybe get rid of something you're not using anymore, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a tractor, a four-wheeler, maybe you got these things sitting out in your backyard and you were going to fix them up or trade them in or sell them and you never got around to it, well, how about you donate it? Because if you do, HoustonCarsForKids.com, you know what they're going to do? They're going to come tow your vehicle away absolutely free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. And guess what? We've got 10 days left in this month. If you want to get that tax deduction this year, now is the time to do it. And that'll look good here in April when you start getting that money back. And the cool thing is, you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place. They take in kids who have had to drop out of other schools. Good kids. There's a lot of reasons they had to drop out, but they work around them. They work around whatever those problems are, and they give them a second chance. And so many of them go on and do great things. So you can help in the spirit of giving. Donate something. You'll get something out of it. They'll get something out of it. Everybody's happy. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they can come and tow it no matter where you are. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN
97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Very short version today. Hey, Friday, doing the Christmas party at Nick's place. We're not doing our show Friday. We're off. Is somebody doing the show, or are we doing a bowl game, John? What's happening?
It'll be Mike and Barry.
Okay, cool. Well,
those guys suck. They're hacks.
Actually, I like those guys.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Can't stand either one of them.
I'm going to, but I'll be out at Nick's for a little bit because Bedrock City Comics is going to be out there, and they're going to have the Blitz posters available. So come on out to Nick's place. You can hear the earlier shows and pick up a Blitz poster. There's not many of them left, so if you want one, they're very cool. They make a great gift to the Blitzer in your life. Also need to tell you that come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd. Well done. At the Silver Street Studios, we'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And guys, this is such a great deal. All you can eat and drink for $125.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I've seen you guys drink. You're going to drink more than $125 plus.
Like sometimes I'll go to like a Chinese buffet and I'll pay $12 for all I can eat.
Yeah.
But I can't drink all the whiskey that I want to.
No.
For that $12. They charge and you extra for that.
And you don't get succulent barbecue.
No, you can't get succulent barbecue there.
No. So, man, this is a great deal. It's going to be a fantastic party. There's going to be a lot of big time people there. You get to say you participated in the best party of big game week. So there you go. Squeeze in a quick call. Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hello.
Hey now, sports.
Hey, what's up, fella? I had a question, man. Do you think that the lack of big plays in the passing game for the Cowboys, do you think that can come back and hurt them? You know, I think it's kind of hard to drive the ball consistently. So many long drives all the time. I think that you have to have big plays in the passing game.
I agree. I think that, and that's why I trust other teams in the NFC. I shouldn't say that. I might trust one other team in the NFC more than I trust the Cowboys. So if I were picking my NFC favorite, I'd still have Seattle before I pick Dallas, just because a rookie quarterback in the playoffs, that's a lot to ask. And we haven't really seen them open up that offense all the way. And when they have, Dez Bryant, who I think is one of the most talented receivers in the league, he's had an awful catch percentage. He's just having a rough season considering the success the team is having. You'd think that it'd be heavy on him, but it's not.
And I think it's because he's not playing well. I don't think that's on Dak. He's had a lot of opportunities for big plays. You'd like to see it, but, man, they run the ball so damn well. And they don't make mistakes. And if you keep doing that, you're going to win a lot of football games. And you're going to win in the playoffs. And they're going to be at home. That's going to be the big edge. Seattle is just not the same team on the road. And as much as I would like to sit here and say, I think they're better and better suited for the playoffs than they've been there before. If they had to play Dallas at Seattle, I think Seattle would be a lock. But on the road, they really aren't quite the same team, and they haven't been all year. So we'll see. But I you'd like to see some big plays there, but I don't think they need them the way they're playing football. 713-780-ESPN. So, John, what is this Matt Light thing, since you have audio of it?
Oh, it's a Pro Bowl story of how he pranked Brandon Merriweather. And if you guys want to talk about it, we could do it on the other side, because it's
well, we don't have much of an other side.
Okay.
So if you've got it,
okay.
Let's. So I guess Merriweather said that players get dead drunk before the Pro Bowl. So he took the opportunity at Merriweather's first Pro Bowl appearance to pull a prank, when he saw the safety drinking at the hotel. He told Merriweather that when a player's coach is coaching the Pro Bowl, as Bill Belichick was, it's common for the coach to reward his players by paying for them. And so basically, what does he do here, John?
He basically talked Brandon Merriweather into going over to Bill Belichick's table and giving him the bill at the end of the night, saying, "Thanks, coach. Thanks for the drinks on you." And Bill Belichick had this look on his face like, what the F? And the lady that he was with, Linda, basically said, "Don't worry about it, we got it." And Matt Light looked over and said that was the best prank that he ever pulled because Bill Belichick had this confused look on his face.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Of all the coaches.
Yeah, because you just know Bill Belichick would have that kind of bemused, confused look, like, what the hell?
And then Brandon Merriweather today tweeted out, "I never got dead drunk before the Pro Bowl. I took a shot."
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And it's funny because, you know, I always get the text like this. It's like, "Oh, Seattle beat New England in New England." You know what else they did? They tied at Arizona, which isn't very good. They lost to the Saints on the road. They lost to the Buccaneers on the road and scored a whopping 5 points. They lost at the Packers 38-10. So that was their... that was their road win. They have a road win and a tie. And, yeah, that was a good one. But it doesn't really make up for 5 points against the Bucs, 10 points against the Packers. They have not been good on the road, one game notwithstanding. Squeezing one more call here. Is that Brett?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I got a what-are-the-odds question. What are the odds that I'm going to be able to find parking at Nick's on Friday?
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. There's a just park across the street, in that lot that's across the street, not next to it, not
like where
next
the Burger
to
King is.
Yeah, but not where the not at the Burger King behind it,
like where all that the open spaces
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah. That's worst case scenario. Park there. You'll be fine. That's where I always park when it's crowded. So see, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the road Seahawks worry me. I mean, I remember them losing a few years back at Atlanta in the playoffs, and Atlanta went on to almost win the NFC Championship that year, but they lost to the Niners.
Should have lost to the Vikings last year, frankly.
Should have lost to the Vikings last year. Did lose to the Panthers last year. So they're not historically great on the road, and that's why Seattle's going to be playing hard the next couple weeks because they know they need that bye week and they need home games until the NFC Championship game. But I still trust Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson more than I trust Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott.
And if we're talking one road game, then I think they can get it done. Tell people about Man's Best Friend.
Guys, Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. And listen, if you've got a puppy, let's say, for Christmas, Man's Best Friend's got you covered. You don't want that puppy to be running your house. You want to teach the puppy the right thing to do. And that's the only way to make them a responsible member of the family. Those puppies, they don't know what to do. I have one, trust me. Until I took her to Man's Best Friend, she didn't know what I expected from her. Man's Best Friend figured it out for her. You sit down with the pros there. You tell them, "Hey, these are the behaviors that I want knocked out of my dog." That's what they work on. When you come pick them up, those things are gone. And because Man's Best Friend is so sweet, they're giving 30% off all services to our listeners. Just mention me or mention ESPN 97.5 when you go take your dog in, and they'll knock 30% off your bill. And if you go to ESPN975.com right now, you can register to win a $250 gift card. You're running out of time on this, and a Christmas puppy package, which is valued at over $400, which is a couple of lessons for your new pup and a behavioral analysis. A great gift that you can get there at ESPN975.com. That's Man's Best Friend. Remember to mention me or ESPN975 to get 30% off. Man'sBestFriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.